పదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితాం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శివాసది గౌర్ భక్తవింద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ. హరిబోల్ హరిబోల్. యా, వి సా దిస్ లవ్లీ డ్రామా విచ్ వి సీ ఇన్ రియల్ లైఫ్ ఎవ్రీడే. అండ్ యూ మైట్ బి వండరింగ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ టాపిక ఇన్సైడ్ అవుట్. హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ యూ సీన్ ద మూవీ? దెర్ ఇస్ అ మూవీ, దెర్ ఇస్ అ యానిమేటెడ్ మూవీ కాల్డ్ ఇన్సైడ్ అవుట్. So what is this inside out all about? We witness every day in our life, you know, in our house, maybe with friends, at workplace, at the railway station, wherever there are people, we witness that there are emotions. There are different type of emotions which people have, which in Hindi you can call bhavana, feelings or emotions, right? And you will find a variety of emotions. There will be anger, there will be jealousy, there will be envy, there will be fear, there will be helplessness, sadness, depression, panic. So many types of emotions we will witness. Day in, day out, we will be witnessing different types of emotions. Now, what we are going to be discussing today is how and why these emotions happen and how they come out and how it affects us. So I will start by telling you a small anecdote. My mother had told me this when I was a child and I found it funny and somehow it appears very relevant to today's lecture. So there was this little boy, his name was Dennis. Have you heard of Dennis the Menace? He's like a cartoon character. So Dennis was a very young child and he was very naughty, very, very naughty. He keep running here and there, creating havoc in the house. So one day his father's boss was going to come to the house. So the mother called Dennis and trained him very nicely, how he should behave, proper manners, everything. And she said, Dennis, I want to tell you one thing. Daddy's boss has a very big nose. He has a very big nose. Don't laugh when you look at him. Don't say anything about the nose or pass any comments about the nose, because he was a very unpredictable child. You know, there was a poem that Dennis the Menace was a bundle of dynamite. All the things he said and the things he did would make you shake with fright. So he was a very, very naughty, mischievous child. So mother was worried that when the boss comes, if this child misbehaves, my husband won't get his promotion that he wants, right? So she taught him all the things. And then the boss came. Smoothly, and she had made a lot of snacks and a lot of nice things. And then she brought him the tea. You know, in the West, they have this concept of black tea. They don't serve tea with sugar in it, because many people don't take sugar. It's their choice. So sugar cubes are served separately. So So she brought the tea and sugar cubes in a separate bowl. And she wanted to ask him how much sugar he would like in the tea. But in so saying, how much sugar would you like in your tea or coffee? She asked him, how much nose would you like in your coffee or tea? So what she had told Dennis not to say, she said, how much of your nose would you like in your tea? So what was in her mind? She was all the time thinking that I should not talk about his nose. And her focus was on his nose. So without realizing, she spoke about his nose. So that is a title, or that is the content of our lecture today. Inside out. That what is in our mind is bound to come out. So if we want to be careful about how we behave, how we speak, we have to be careful about how we think. If we are careful about how we think, then we can regulate our behavior. So generally, even in society, all actions or all remedial measures are taken to correct behavior. Right? If a child behaves wrongly, he is punished, he is sent outside the class. If somebody does some criminal activity, he is sent to jail. But very few people work on the thinking, on the mental level, that something has to be done about the mind. So, there are three main causes for emotions. Like we talked about different emotions. Sorry, there's some problem with the PPT. These are the emotions which we generally experience. There is sadness, there is fear, there is anger, there is disgust, there is joy, and so on and so forth. So there are a lot of emotions that we experience. And I want all of you to think for a minute. Don't look at that. That there's some change being done there. I want you to think for a minute and tell me, do you experience these emotions in your life? Are there any emotions which I have not mentioned, which you express or which you experience in your life, you can share? There is jealousy, fear, there is anger, there is sadness. Are there any other emotions that you feel? To be excited, yes. Anything else? Anybody else? You feel so many emotions. What do you think are the reasons for these emotions? What causes these emotions? Why do you get angry? Or sometimes why do you become sad? What is the cause or what is the reason for you becoming angry? Or for you becoming sad? Or you becoming excited? Or you becoming depressed? Or you becoming becoming very, very sad. What are the reasons? Think. When do you become angry? Why do you become angry? Why do you get irritated? When things are not done properly. Anything else? When your expectations are not met. Very good. Anything else? The people treat you, that is why you get angry. So many reasons are there. Think. Misunderstanding, that means somebody has misunderstood you. Right? So again, that is how people are dealing with you. Anything else? Anyone can think of anything else? Think. This is going to be an interactive session, not only talking. Yeah, when things don't go according to our way. There's some problem with the PPT, so I'll just start. Afterwards we can see the slides. Don't look at the slides. You'll get confused because they are not in sync with what I'm speaking. So you just look this side. So mainly, generally people think that there are three main reasons for our emotions. I am sad because she did not do what I wanted. I am angry because they behaved badly with me. I am upset because they did not behave properly. I am depressed because I got low marks. I am excited because of something. I am sad because something. I am jealous because something. So generally I believe that who causes these emotions? Three things this emotion. One is events. Some tragic event happens. There is an earthquake, there is a volcanic eruption, there is a flood, and that has caused me so much distress that now I am devastated. I can't lead a normal life anymore. Or I had an accident and now I am sad, I am depressed. Right? We think like that. Or others. Other people. Other people have caused me pain. Unhone mujhe gusaya. I slapped her because she spoke very rudely. So my fault. She made me slap her. She made me. So generally we blame others or us. I am useless. I can't achieve anything. We suffer from low self-esteem. Or we become depressed. Then we are not able to achieve what we plan to achieve. Right? So what are the three things? Events, others, and ourselves. But that is not true. It is not people who cause problems. It is not us directly who cause problems. It is not events which cause problems. There are three other things which cause problems. And the main thing is our belief system, how we think. And that can primarily be divided into three parts. Have you come to that? So it primarily boils down. What are the three things? First is, somebody said it. Yeah, you said it. A demand. Our demands. What is our demand? That things should go the way we want. Right? She should do what I want. Not just what I want, but the way I want. When I want. How I want. Then she is okay. She has my blessings. Otherwise, she is useless, she is worthless, and I will have nothing to do with her. I am angry. She has made me angry because she has not done what I want. So what is our demand? That I should be able to achieve what I want. I want to become a surgeon. I am giving the CET exam. I have to get this score. I have to get into him. Or if I am doing some other stream, I am an engineer, I want to get into some other college, which is of great repute. And if I don't get it, then I am useless. I am not of any worth. I am not able to achieve what I want. Or if the world is not able to give me what I want, then the world is a wretched place, it's not worth living in. So we feel that it is the people, it is the world and us, directly or indirectly, who are causing us pain. But what is causing us pain? Our demand. She said expectation. Expectation is a milder term. It is our demand. Must, should. You must do this. You should do this. If someone calls you and tells you, you must do it, don't you feel a sense of pressure? And if they tell you, it's nice if you can do it, you know, I'll be very happy if you can do it, then you feel motivated to do it. But if someone says, you have to do this, you must do this, it brings a lot of pressure. And when then that doesn't happen, that will also bring a lot of anxiety or other strong emotions. Because the word is very strong, when that thing doesn't happen, it will evoke a lot of strong emotions. So one is demand. Second is something called LFT. That is low frustration threshold. Has any of you heard about this? LFT? Okay, I'll tell you what is LFT. LFT basically means that I need to be comfortable at all times. Even if I'm traveling in a Virar train, it is the moral responsibility of all the people in the train to see that I am comfortable. Nobody should push me. Nobody should stamp on me. Nobody's hair should go inside my nose. You know, many times girls keep their hair open and other people yell, "Hey, baal aage le." You know? Are when you are traveling in a crowded train, obviously there is going to be some level of discomfort. If we are expecting to be comfortable in a Virar train, we are causing pain to ourselves. Our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada said the same thing about the material world. He said, if you are expecting to be happy in the material world, you are going to be dissatisfied. You are going to be disappointed. Because this world is called Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Anityam Asukham Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. So when we are... You got it? So when we are expecting something and we don't get it, then we may have different emotions. Right? So that is called demand. Second is LFT. That is when we want comfort. And comfort in all aspects. Nobody should correct me. If you correct me, it causes me a lot of pain. I can't tolerate it. No correction. Nobody should reject me. No rejection. Now rejection can be of different types. You are young girls. Tell me, what different types of rejection can be there? It appears none of you have ever been rejected in life. That's why you don't know that what is rejection. So many types of rejection can be there. You apply for a job. Your job offer is rejected. You put your opinion in front of your friends. You know, you want to go on a picnic and you're having a discussion. And somehow you are not very strong. Your friends reject your opinion. And what they decide is done. You are engaged to somebody or you're meeting somebody or you're proposing to somebody or somebody has come to see you and you are rejected. There are so many ways in which you can be rejected. And different forms of rejection cause a lot of pain. Lot of pain. And why is that? Are we doing the rejection now? We will show you one example of rejection, which is a very moderate and very mild level of rejection. And then we will talk about rejection. Quick. Anyway, today a lot of the gadgets and a lot of things are giving us a lot of chance to regulate our emotions because nothing is going the way we planned. Some more things were not working and things got delayed. So I'll continue till they come. You're coming now or we start with something else? Okay, fine. So I will talk about the next one, that about rejection only. They'll do the drama afterwards. That different types of rejection are there. And why does rejection cause so much pain? Have you experienced this? That sometimes when you suggest something or you have applied for something and it doesn't work out, you feel pain. Does that happen? Have you experienced? Yes or no? Yes. So why is rejection so painful? Scientists have actually done research on this. And what is the research? They have found when they did brain mapping to evaluate, they actually check what happens in the brain when different thoughts are passing through your mind. And they found that when somebody gets physical pain, a certain portion of the brain gets activated. It's as if a light comes on over there. And to their surprise, they found that when there is rejection, any type of rejection, sometimes people may be treated as an outcast. People might be isolated. thrown out by the community for some reason, not accepted by society, treated as misfits, or any other what types we mentioned. The same part of the brain gets activated when there is rejection. So although there is no scar, there is no physical wound, but the same area of the brain is getting activated. So that is why rejection is so painful. So when we have a low threshold, we have a low frustration threshold, what happens? We don't have the strength to bear any type of rejection, any type of discomfort, any type of correction. And because of that, what happens? We suffer. We suffer. We may become sad. We may even go into depression. Are you doing it now? Yeah. Stop. Hari Bol, yeah, start.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Kitna late hai ye, but hamesha late ho jati hai. Ye phone bhi nahi uthayegi. Hello.
Hello.
Kahan?
Haan, tum pahunch gaye kya?
Main kab ka pahunch gaya hu, kahan ho tum?
Main just thoda sa makeup kar rahi hu, main just aa rahi hu yaar.
Hamesha kaise late ho jati ho tum yaar?
Thoda sa late ho raha hai na, main just nikal gayi, main pahunch rahi hu abhi just.
God.
मैं आ गई सॉरी
ना लेट कितना लेट
मैं ट्रैफिक में अटक गई थी सॉरी
ट्रैफिक हमेशा ट्रैफिक होता है
तैयार होने में टाइम हो गया था
पिछली बार वर्ली सीफेस पे बुलाया था तो भी तुम लेट हो गई थी मन तो करता है हावड़ा ब्रिज से जाके कूद जाओ
लड़की बन के देखो तो पता चलेगा
अब तुम्हारा इमोशनल ड्रामा स्टार्ट मत करो प्लीज वापस ऐसे हुआ ना तो छोड़ दूंगा तुम्हें
तो क्या करोगे
छोड़ दूंगा बस दैट्स इट आई डोंट नीड यू इन माय लाइफ
मेरे पीछे भी बहुत लड़के पड़े मुझे तुम जैसे की जरूरत नहीं है
जाओ इट्स ओके
मरो
the tolerance levels are so low that even slight glimpse of rejection can cause a breakup of course this is just an example but it happens very often right At the smallest, at the drop of a hat, people break relationships. People break engagements, people break marriages. Now, at the drop of a hat. Why? Because they have a disease. And what is that disease? I can't stand it. I can't stand ititis. You have conjunctivitis. Like that, I can't stand it, standivitis. That I can't tolerate. How can you do this? Bas, khatam. I'm not exaggerating, really. The tolerance levels are very, very low and that is leading to a lot of breakups even in a relationship. So there is this low frustration threshold. Yeah. Keep it on. Cancel that. Hari Bol. That thing has come. So now next we are seeing a picture that many times you are gone. So this we discussed. I must get what I want when I want, the way I want, or my life is awful. Next. So generally we feel that we are in anxiety because things are not going our way. Or we are planning some things and things may not go our way. So our anxiety does not stem just from thinking about the future, but are wanting to control it. We want to make sure we want to do match fixing. We want to do match fixing. We want to see a match, but we want to ensure the end. But that is not possible, right? We cannot always predict what will happen in our life. Next. So low frustration threshold can't tolerate correction, rejection, discomfort. So generally what happens? These people become demanding, irritable, panicky or sad. Don't go to the next picture. So what happens when people don't behave nicely with us or people say something rude to us? What do we feel? That they have put a knife into our heart. They have thrown words at us. Now these two, they spoke to each other rudely. But when they have gone home, the girl must be thinking, he put a knife into my heart. Kaleje mein chaku dal diya. And every day, morning, evening, she will think about the same thing. Boss ne aise kaha, mere saas ne aise kaha, mere boyfriend ne aise kaha. Different people are thinking, right? He said this to me, she said this to me. So they are words. But what will they feel? That they have put a knife into my heart because our ego has been hit. Right? Our ego has been hit. And every time we remember those words, what are we doing? What this man is doing. Next page. He's taking out the knife and again putting it in and turning it like this. Would you do it? Supposing you get hurt and a knife goes into your hand, will you turn it every day and make it hurt more? You will not do it, are you sure? If there has been a knife poked into your heart, you will not turn it like this? Sure. But we are. We are doing precisely that. What are we doing? Somebody caused us some pain. For a moment, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. By saying something or doing something or not doing what we expected. And by thinking about it and by remembering it, what are we doing? We are doing what is called in psychology, ruminating. You know what is ruminating? We have learnt in school. What is ruminating? Chewing. Who does ruminating? Cows ruminate. They eat, they swallow. After some time, they again bring it back, again chew, again swallow. They do it a couple of times. So when we talk about ruminating, what are we talking about? Rumination means we have experienced some pain because of certain factors. We keep dwelling on it. We keep thinking about it. We keep bringing it to the fore in our brain. Some things go to the back, but we think about it and bring it again in the front. And we perpetuate those feelings. We make those feelings become very, very strong and firmly written in our mind and in our heart. Pathar pe lakir, like as if on a, you can't erase it. Very, very firm impressions are formed. So even though we don't realize, but we do this. We put the knife in more and more. Like sometimes small children do it. My kids would do it. If one would pinch the other, the one who had been pinched would press it a little more to make it look more red. And then come and say, "Mummy, see how badly she pinched me." So sometimes we exaggerate what the other person has done to prove how bad they are or how much pain they have caused us. Next. The next, I had told you three reasons because of which we have emotional pain or emotional trauma. The first was demands that we have. The second was a very low tolerance or tolerance threshold or frustration threshold. We can't tolerate. I can't tolerate. I can't stand this. Right? And the third one is awfulizing or horribilizing. What is awfulizing? Awfulizing is when we make things to look really bad. Like the one example was given that a lady got married. She went into the new house, okay? And her mother-in-law told her that after you empty the milk vessel, whatever little cream is there on the sides, remove it properly and keep it. We will use that. But that girl, young, newly married girl, didn't remember. She put the vessel for wash. So what did her mother-in-law say? What could she have said? She forgot. She must not be used to doing this. She has put it for wash. Or she can think that today, nowadays, all girls are like this. They have no value or respect for what elders say. Have you heard this sentence? Many times. They have no value for what elders say. I told her and she didn't do it. Or she has no value for money. She wasted this malai. How much malai is there on the vessel? After removing everything from the vessel, how much will be there? If this is the way she is going to behave, ye humko raste pe laake chhod degi. Now that is called in English as a figure of speech called hyperbole. Exaggeration. So much exaggeration. You know, if many times I have also done this, many times mothers tell the daughters, ghar, you know, saas ke ghar mein jaake aise behave karegi, do din mein wapas bhej denge. And we exaggerate. It is not that they will be sent back for small things. But we exaggerate. So awfulizing is exaggerating and generalizing. For example, we go to a particular state and somebody over there doesn't behave properly with us. We may make a general casual comment. Ye log aise hi hote hain. You know? Or I am like this. If I fail in one thing, I always fail. I am not able to do anything properly. Or somebody else. Tum kuch kaam ke nahi ho. Kuch bhi dhang se nahi karte ho. Arre 50 cheez kiye honge. May have done 50 good things, but one wrong thing and you are labeled. You are useless. Right? In schools it happens. Sometimes children may not be good at one subject, but they may be good at other things, sports, art, etc. But he is a dullard. He is no good. Why? Because he is not doing one thing properly. So awfulizing is generalizing or making the future look very, very awful or bleak. Very, very horrible. So by this also we cause ourselves pain. Because if we think that I am useless because of one episode or one failure, then how will I be motivated to do things in the future? Right? So this, and we are causing ourselves this pain. Sometimes we cause ourselves this pain by thinking like this about ourselves, that I can't do it. But there is no such thing as I can't do it. You may fail, but it's not that you can't do it. You can do it. You can do anything you wish to, providing you have the mental and physical capacity for it. Right? So next one. So this, the food we eat has to be digested and then thrown out of the body in 24 hours. Right? If somebody is eating food, but if it is not excreting, what will happen? The person is bound to become sick after some time. Now, there is a saying that constipation is the mother of all diseases. If there is constipation, eventually there is going to be other sickness. If we drink water and if that is not thrown out, what will happen? The body gets swollen. There's edema, right? If any of you know. And it can cause, it is very toxic. A person can die. If we breathe in and we don't throw out the air, this you can actually try. Breathe in and hold your breath. See for how long you can hold your breath. You can't. You have to breathe out. Otherwise you'll become sick. So all these things we are taking in and we are throwing them out so that we can remain healthy. But what about the negative emotions? Over the years, we are storing so many negative emotions inside us. Anger, jealousy, hatred, envy, pride, so many. Right? What are we doing about them? Are we doing anything to take them out of our body? To purge ourselves of these negative emotions, what are we doing? Are any of you doing anything to remove these negative emotions? Have you ever sat and thought that why do I get angry? Why do I feel jealous? Why do I feel lost, depressed? Why do I feel envious? Why do I feel panicky, hopeless? I should do something about this. We don't do anything about it because we are not aware. We are not aware about what is true health. The World Health Organization has mentioned that somebody can be called healthy only if they are physically, mentally and socially healthy. If they can function well on all these three levels, physical, mental and social, then that person can be called healthy. So, if we don't, then what will happen? We will become sick. I don't want to go into too much detail, but a lot of research has been done where it has been proved that if somebody has emotional issues, eventually it will lead to physical problems. It's called psychopathology. There are psychosomatic diseases. Diseases like cancer, asthma, diabetes, peptic ulcers, migraine. These are caused because of some sort of emotional stress. When there is stress, then the BP level gets increased, the sugar level gets changed, so many things, the breathing gets affected, so many problems happen when there is mental stress. So that is why right now it may not be relevant. We may feel, oh, I'm not stressed out. But we do get stressed out, right? And when we get stressed out, then we are not able to function normally. We become what is called as dysfunctional. We cannot think properly. We cannot analyze. We cannot do the needful. But those who can think peacefully, those who can think in a balanced manner, even if a lot of difficulties come, still they will never lose focus of their goal. They will go ahead. So next. So what are the steps to emotional regulation? What do we do when we are becoming disturbed, when we are becoming angry, right? You may feel, I never get disturbed. You may be a sadhu who is really very, very emotionally regulated. But you may have friends, you may have relatives who need emotional regulation. So if you know, you can help others, right? Many a time a friend may come to you with some problem, a breakup or having lost a job or so many other problems, having lost a near and dear one, somebody very close relative has passed away. So many problems can come in one's life. How to deal with it? How to help others? If you know how to help yourself, then only you can help others. So the first thing is to become conscious of our thoughts. What are the thoughts that are passing through our mind? If we become conscious, if you analyze, till today maybe you never thought on this level. But from today, please analyze your thoughts. Whenever a negative thought comes about yourself, about others, or about the world, think. Supposing you come to a conclusion or someone tells you, you know, she is very proud. Analyze. Think. How do I know she is proud? Have I experienced? Is there any proof? Or just because someone tells me, I am accepting it. How do I know certain things are real? I don't know. Sometimes I just assume things. Right? So we should become conscious about our thoughts. What type of thoughts are moving in our head? If they are positive thoughts, then we can achieve much more. We will become much more productive in our behavior also. So we have to become conscious and we have to acquire knowledge. Knowledge about what? Knowledge that will help us to become peaceful. So when we understand certain things, then we can be very peaceful. That what we have to understand, that will come next. Second, we should take feedback about our behavior from our near and dear ones. Sometimes we may be feeling that we are behaving perfectly. But people who are very close to us may be observing certain traits or certain behavioral tendencies that we have with regard to this emotional regulation. But if we honestly and genuinely ask others, देन दे विल टेल अस वे वी आर गोइंग रॉन्ग. हाँ, तुझे गुस्सा बहुत जल्दी आ जाता है और यू गिव अप टू सून और यू नो यू बिकम सैड वेरी सून. सो पीपल विल टेल यू. थर्ड इज डेवलप स्ट्रैटेजीज टू बिकमिंग इमोशनली हेल्दी. सो वॉट इज दैट नंबर 15 नेक्स्ट वन. Rational thinking, that generally we feel that other people are disturbing us, na? Wo irritate kar rahi, wo frustration de raha hai, wo irritate kar rahi, wo frustration de raha hai, wo depression de raha hai. Different people are causing us different emotions. But rational thinking says that people are not disturbed by things, but by the views which they take of them. It is our perception and evaluation of events that cause disturbance in us and not the events themselves. What we are seeing, what we are thinking is disturbing us. Our own belief, our own demands, our own expectations are disturbing us, not the events themselves. We already discussed this, so I'll not go into detail. It is not events, but it is the evaluation of events. What we think about those events. Or what we think about those people, that is disturbing us. She should have done this for me. She didn't, so she is causing me pain. So my expectation from her is causing me pain rather than she causing me pain. Right, next. So the best way to conquer distress, whenever we are in distress, the best way to conquer distress is by changing our thinking. When we change our way of thinking, whenever we are disturbed, rather than expecting others to heal us, we have to heal ourselves. We have to change our way of thinking. Next. If we reevaluate our thinking and consciously choose to challenge and rectify it, then what will happen? Our functioning will change for the better. That if I am thinking a negative thought and I tell myself, this thought is not appropriate and it's not going to help me to be peaceful. It will not even let me do my work peacefully. So this thought I will reject. I will only keep those thoughts which will help me to go towards my goal. So then we become strong. We cannot suppress negative thoughts, but we can re-evaluate, challenge them and change them. If we just suppress, supposing in our life there has been some trauma, or any of your friend or relative comes to you and you tell them, chal yaar, don't think about it. It's okay. Bhul ja. Chal, walk ke le jate. It's like telling someone, ki aapko fracture hua hai, chal, bhul ja, walk ke le jate. By going for a walk, will the fracture heal? No. So by suppressing an emotion, what will happen? For some time you will forget, but you don't become all right. Right? But when you think why that emotion is there, how it is causing you pain, and you try to change it, then only you can be happy. By sharing with somebody, you'll get some temporary relief. You are in anger and you tell someone, no, usne aise to mere saath kiya. And you feel, abhi maine apna dil halka kar diya. Halka nahi hua hai. You are still stored it in your upper story. It's still up here. Right? You have not released it. You release it only when you challenge it. That this thought is not proper. I should not keep this thought in my mind. I should challenge it and I should remove it. Next. We understand that different people have different personalities, attitudes, intelligence, way of doing things, mindset and beliefs. So why would they do what I want, the way I want, when I want? No. They will do what they want, when they want, how they want, where they want. Right? Everybody is different. No two people are the same. So if we are expecting that people should understand us, they must do what we want, then we are in for pain. Because it may not happen. It generally doesn't happen. Because all people are different. They have different way of thinking, different way of doing things. Next. So, the best way to become peaceful in life is to replace demand with acceptance. When we don't accept an undesired event, it turns into anger. It didn't go the way I wanted, so now I am angry. When we accept it, it becomes tolerance. When we don't accept uncertainty, it becomes fear. When we accept it, it becomes adventure. When we don't accept others' bad behavior towards us, it becomes hatred. And when we accept it, it becomes forgiveness. When we don't accept others' success, it becomes jealousy. And when we do accept it, it becomes inspiration. So ultimately, acceptance is the key to handling our life properly so that we can be happy. Next. So HFT is the opposite of LFT. When we have a low frustration tolerance, we cannot tolerate. But when we have this high frustration tolerance threshold, then what happens? We are calm, we are tolerant, we are resilient, we are strong. Not only we are strong for ourselves, but we can also be a source of strength to others, to friends, to relatives, because they will look to us when they are having difficulties. We can be like a pillar of strength, because it's not that they are crying, we give them a hanky and we also take a hanky and cry with them. We will think sensibly, what went wrong, what needs to be done. Not just get so emotionally overwhelmed that you forget what we need to do now. Okay, something went wrong. It didn't go the way we planned. People didn't behave the way we wanted. So what now? What next? Okay, I set a goal, I couldn't achieve it. So what do I do now? I can set another goal and start again. Right? It's not the end of the world if I'm not able to achieve what I planned. We see so many great personalities who have failed so many times and then achieved success. Failure as a stepping stone to success. So when we have this high tolerance threshold, high frustration threshold, then what happens? We can achieve much more and we can help others to achieve much more. In fact, today in organizations, I know a person who is a very top officer in a human resource department of a company. And he was telling me that in today's day and age, when companies are recruiting people, today you are students or you are working, you might make offer, you might get offers, you might apply for jobs. So let me tell you this one thing, that when companies are recruiting people, for that matter, even when husbands are recruiting for wives, when men are looking for women or women are looking for men for getting married, this is the factor that is seen the most, or at least should be seen the most. In organizations, 100% it is being seen. What do they see? They see this. They don't see how many marks you have got, how many degrees you have, how many competitions you have won. They see what is your strength, what is your power to tolerate, to be flexible in goal setting, what is your power to tolerate other people's failure, your own failure. These are the things, because this type of person can keep people together, can make people work together and work well with others. So this is the quality that is seen even while giving employment. And that is why they have a lot of psychological tests which people have to fill in those forms. And by reading the data, they can analyze what type of personality you have. And more often than not, more than the marks, it is the personality or it is these characteristics which will land you in the job. Right? Next. So there are so many factors. There are factors within our control. There are factors beyond our control. So I'll show you one video now, which will let me show you. That is 27 in the earlier PPT. So I'll show you one video now, and you can actually see. I have shown this earlier also once, but it's such a beautiful video that I always show it, and it's really, really very helpful. Inside out final.
in the early one. So I'll go ahead till they get it. So when we have factors which are within our control, we do whatever we can do. There might be some factors which are beyond our control, which we can't handle. Many a times when things don't go the way we plan, we become so emotionally disturbed that we even forget to do what we can do. Have you experienced that? That many a times it happens that, okay, you could not do this, but there must be something else that you can do. But many times we get so disturbed because of what we cannot do that we even forget what we can do and we lose it. This is called self-defeating behavior. We become so disturbed or emotionally affected that we are not productive. We are not able to achieve what we want. So there's a very beautiful prayer that comes with this. It is called... Inside out final. Okay, after you get it in. So serenity prayer, in which there is a prayer by Alcoholic Anonymous, where these people pray that my Lord, please give me the strength to do what I can. Give me the strength to do what I can. Give me the... Okay? The shoe, last one. Full screen. You must have seen this. Some of you must have seen this. So, full screen, please. This poor boy who has broken slippers is admiring the rich boy's shoes.
back to the PPT.
So we saw in this video that this boy, his shoe fell off, right? What could he have done? He could have lamented. One boy got into the train, his shoe fell, right? He could have been angry, irritated, upset. He could have whined all the way back to his, wherever he was going to, you know, cribbed to his father, blamed. Why did you pull me? Because you pulled me, my shoe fell. First thing, what did he do? He started doing the needful. He tried to get the shoe, right? But he couldn't. The train started. Even after that, he kept looking. That boy, other boy came, tried to throw. He tried to catch the shoe, but he couldn't. So he tried. Even after trying, when he did not succeed, what did he do? He used his presence of mind. He picked up the other shoe and threw it. So at least the other boy could use it. Right? What is the use of having one shoe here and one shoe there? He threw that shoe. So when we are emotionally regulated, when we can think with a calm mind, when we are thoughtful, sensible, what do? We can help ourselves. And even when we are in difficulty, we can help others. Even when we are in a distressful situation, we can help others. Because the boy understood that now this is something beyond my control. What is within my control? I can remove my shoe and give it to him. At least he will have one pair. At least he can use it. So factors beyond control, factors within control. Always we remember that if there is something that I can't do, rather than focusing all my energy on that and getting depressed, let me reset new goals and try to do something else which I can do. If we see our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada try to preach a lot in India, but for some reasons there were a lot of setbacks, there were some problems. But he had the faith. He had the faith that what his guru had told him to go and preach in the West. With that faith and that courage, he never gave up. He was 70 years old. He did not have much money. He did not have anything with him. He did not have any support over there. But he went to the West. And there the amount of hardships that he endured, it's just incredible that a man at 70 years, when people are seeking comfort and the security of their homes, he left his country, he left Vrindavan to go to the West to preach, to give Krishna consciousness, to give spirituality to all those who had never seen or heard of it before, the Western population. He went to the West and he preached and he made so many people devotees. And then he came back here, he brought those people and then he preached here. And he built so many temples. We have so many temples all over India, built by Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was a classic example of this. He never gave up. He had faith. He had tremendous faith in the holy name, in the Lord, and in the order of his spiritual master. And he went on serving. Till the last breath of his life, he was serving the order of his spiritual master. And it's because of him, today we have this temple and we are sitting here and seeing these beautiful deities and hearing something that could help us in our lives. So always if we focus on factors which is within our control, then our circle of influence increases. What we can do increases. Next. Now why am I putting this photo? Show this and show the photo after that. No, after that. You are showing the old PPT. Why did I show you the photo of these ladies? Four ladies. What are these ladies showing? They are showing the frustration and anger and so many emotions. All those strong emotions are being shown by these ladies. Right? Now imagine, there is one more photo which will come when we go to the next PPT. There is one more lady who is very peaceful, laughing, smiling, enthusiastic, full of energy, wanting to do things. Now supposing I tell you that you have to stay for 1 month in this temple or for some project and you have to choose one of these as a partner, whom will you choose? Huh? What? The peaceful one, obviously. Will you like to choose someone who is like this? Angry? Mayus. Dukhi Krishnadas. Always sad. Right? Or somebody who is very aggressive or panicky all the time. Will you choose? No. You will like to choose somebody who is helpful, cooperative, positive. Who has a positive outlook on life. Who is enthusiastic. Right? So, came the PPT? The new PPT? Go back. Next. Go to the next because there's less time. I'm skipping. Yeah, go the earlier one. So we saw these ladies, and then we are seeing the next one. Yeah, and we choose this one as a partner. How do we think people will choose rate us as partners? How do you think people will rate you as partners? How would you like to be as a partner? Like this or like the earlier pictures? Like this? Sure? Yeah. So, we always want good people with us. Right? We owe it to others to be good ourselves. To be positive. To be strong. To be happy. To be enthusiastic. So, if we regulate our own emotions, then we can be like this. And there are so many seminars, there are so many programs about different strategies on how to regulate ourselves, right? There is pranayam, there is meditation, because it helps us to regulate our emotions. There are so many strategies. I don't have time now to complete all that because we are already running late. But I can tell you one thing. What Srila Prabhupada gave us combined all these strategies. Everything is included. When we eat the right type of food, then our food forms our mind. When we eat pure food, our thinking becomes pure. When we eat positive food, what is positive food? Food which has been eaten by the Lord. When we eat prasad, then our thinking becomes very positive, very pure. When we hear the holy name, mantra meditation, when we chant, when we hear, when we sing the holy name, it has a very, very positive and stabilizing influence on our mind and then directly on our emotions. When we are together and when we are singing and dancing in kirtan, it makes us very happy. It makes us very, very feel very, very positive and very, very strong. When we read scriptures, when we hear about great people, when we think about great people, we get some of their qualities. So we become emotionally very stable. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness which Srila Prabhupada gave us of eating prasad, distributing prasad, hearing about Krishna, seeing the beautiful form of the deity, just looking at the beautiful form of the deity, our mind becomes very, very peaceful. By taking bath in the holy rivers, the Ganga, the Jamuna, etc. By doing all these activities, which are labeled as devotional service, our body, our mind and our soul gets nourished. Holistic health care as described by WHO actually happens. We become physically, mentally and spiritually healthy when we follow a life of purity, sanctity and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, some things may have been little abrupt because there were a lot of breaks in the PPT and because shortage of time I had to cut. But I felt this is a very, very it's a very, very important topic, especially for youngsters because you have your whole life ahead of you. And when you go into a family, you can make or break. If you are emotionally stable, if you are vibrant, if you are positive, you can take forward the family on the same note. But if you are not emotionally regulated, then there can be so many problems. So become conscious, read literature, hear, chant, sing, eat prasad, come to the temple, associate with positive people so that you can have the same positivity in your life. Hari Bol.
So anybody wants to ask questions can directly contact Mataji after the class. So we would like to thank Radharani Mataji for a wonderful class. She herself is a very wonderful grihastha in her own life with three children, teenagers, managing them so very well. So we would like to thank her by loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So we would like to welcome all those who have come for the first time for today's Chetna festival. I request all of them to please stand in your own place.
This is one sentence which I forgot to mention, and it is very important, that all the knowledge of emotional regulation that is available anywhere ultimately is based on the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. So if one reads Bhagavad Gita, the entire Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Krishna to Arjuna on the battlefield when Arjuna was emotionally in a state of distress, when he was very, very disturbed. And after hearing the entire Bhagavad Gita, all his confusion was gone, his ignorance was destroyed, and he became very, very stable, and he could function very, very nicely. So since it is the month of Gita Jayanti has just gone, so I thought I should mention this, because Bhagavad Gita is a very, very powerful tool of emotional regulation, and whoever reads it will definitely benefit from it. Hari Bol.